Well, what about, like, the way people have animals around here? Do people keep animals different? Or different animals?
Well, here in the town, what regards to the town, we don't, there are not many animals to be keeping in here in the town, especially. Not long ago, they passed a law, they are not, they don't allow to keep an animal loose here on the street, you see. They have to be penned out. Besides that, they don't keep them here for two reasons. You know, we had a problem here, you see, in the cattle, especially in the cattle, with the fever tick. And all the land that is to the riverside, from the highway, for instance, to the river, is condemned. And they consider the other part on the east side that's clean of fever tick. So if an animal crosses the road there, it has to be deepened. And they condemn all the places there on the other side too. That's the reason why they don't keep animals in here. It's this out of the highway.
You still can't keep animals over here on this side of the river?
Well, you can, but you have to, whenever you want to cheapen or want to move to the other side, it has to be deepened. And then the tick inspector came in and inspected them if there are no ticks in them.
Now, why is it on this side of the highway and not the other side of the highway?
Sir?
Why does it stop at the highway?
There's nothing to stop them. That's the reason why they don't keep cattle inside. They have fences on the pasture, but here on the town, for instance, if you can keep an animal here and have it loose here, they can cross it to the other side of the highway. You see?
What?
And then if a fever tick in that animal, they can infest the rest of the pasture in there.
Why are there fever ticks on this side of the highway and not on the other side?
Sir?
Why are there fever ticks on this side of the highway?
They have nothing to keep them up. But they can be spread by the animal. If an animal has fever ticks in here, say this, and then close the road, then after they have to dip all the cattle where the animal had been grazing there, if there is some cattle, and they put quarantine in them, yet, you know.
But why do they have fever ticks here? Why are there fever ticks living on this side of the highway?
Well, they blame the cattle coming in from the Mexican side. Sometimes they cross the river. They used to cross them when before they build the dam, but they don't happen very often here. But on the northern part, I'd say where the river is still flowing, it's not so wide, the cattle from Mexico is liable to cross the river. And if that cattle is infested with fever tick, he might infest the cattle on this side. Now, for years, I believe after the 20s or so, they have keeping tick inspectors in here. So they take care of to inspect the ranches and the cattle there to be clean of fever ticks. And so they say that the other side of the highway, there's a clean country from ticks, you see. And this part of the side of the highway to the side of the river, they consider they're infested. It might not be infested, but they consider that way, you see. They're liable to get infested.
Are there any other animals that come in from Mexico like that, like fever ticks?
Well, yes. For instance, deer that I know, besides cattle.
What did the deer bring in?
Huh?
What did the deer bring in? They bring any ticks or anything?
Maybe, probably.
So, but I mean, do any diseases like or infestations, like the fever ticks, come across?
No, I mean, well, maybe you hear about another disease there that for a long time. The United States and the Mexican government started giving it the mouth and hoof disease. You ever hear about that?
Tell me about that.